Hello everyone, this is Dan Sheridan with Cross and Throne Ministries. Our web address is paulsevangel.com. You can also go to crossandthrone.com, but we also have another web address. It's paulsevangel.com. That's paulsevangel.com. Well, today I want to talk to you about conciliation. The Apostle Paul said, "Be conciliated to God." And I want to read to you from the Concordant Version, 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And if you can turn there with me, and if you can't turn there, just listen very carefully. This is what Paul says, starting in verse 16. Actually, we're going to go to verse 14 of 2 Corinthians chapter 5. "For the love of Christ is constraining us, judging this, that if one died for the sake of all, consequently all died. And he died for the sake of all, that those who are living should by no means still be living to themselves, but to the one dying and being roused for their sakes. So that we, from now on, are acquainted with no one according to flesh. Yet even if we have known Christ according to flesh, nevertheless now we know him so no longer. So that if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation, the primitive passed by. Lo, there has come new. Yet all is of God, who conciliates us to himself through Christ, and is giving us the dispensation of the conciliation. How that God was in Christ, conciliating the world to himself, not reckoning their offenses to them, and placing in us the word of the conciliation. For Christ, then, are we ambassadors, as of God entreating through us. We are beseeching for Christ's sake, be conciliated to God. For the one not knowing sin, he makes to be a sin offering for our sakes, that we may becoming God's righteousness in him." That was a reading of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 14 through 21 in the Concordant Version. Now, somebody might ask the question, is God entreating me to be at peace with him? I thought he was angry with me because of my sins. Now, that's what many people would say, but that's not so. God, in his fathomless grace, condescends to do all the entreating now. Don't drown out his entreaties with your pleadings for forgiveness. For he gives you his word that your sins have been already taken care of once for all by the Savior, Christ Jesus, who died for you on the cross. Now notice that we say here, don't drown out his entreaties with your pleadings for forgiveness. Your sins have already been taken care of. Your salvation is guaranteed by the fact that God has raised him from the dead. Now, somebody may ask the question, how can I be sure that all my sins are taken care of? Well, the answer is your salvation is guaranteed by the fact that God raised him from the dead. God's word assures us that Christ was given up because of our offenses and was roused because of our justifying. And that's found in Romans chapter 4. Your faith in these facts is all that really matters. There is nothing left for you to do except believe God. Let me repeat that. Your faith in these facts is all that really matters. What facts? The facts that Christ was given up because of our offenses and was roused because of our justifying. Our faith in those facts is all that really matters. There is nothing left for you to do except believe God. Now, Romans chapter 4, verse 5 says this, "Yet to him who is not working, yet is believing on him who is justifying the irreverent, his faith is reckoned for righteousness." Let me repeat that. Romans chapter 4, verse 5, and I'm going to turn there in my Concordant New Testament, and we read this in Romans 4, verse 5. "Yet to him who is not working, yet is believing on him who is justifying the irreverent, his faith is reckoned for righteousness." I'm going to repeat that like a broken record. "Yet to him who is not working, yet to him who is not working, yet to him who is not working, yet is believing on him who is justifying the irreverent, his faith is reckoned for righteousness. God reckons a believer righteous. Now in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, we read, "For in grace are you saved, and this is not out of you. It is an outright gift, not based on any works which you may do, but based on his love for you." Now in Ephesians 2, 8, 9, let's look at that again. Ephesians 2, the Apostle Paul says, "For in grace, through faith, are you saved, and this is not out of you." Let me repeat it again. It is not out of you. In grace, or through faith, are you saved, and this is not out of you. Nothing is out of you. The salvation, not even the faith. The faith is the gift of God. For in grace through faith are you saved, and this is not out of you. It is God's approach present, not of works, lest any one should be boasting. Salvation is not you coming to God with a gift. Salvation is God coming to you with a gift to win your favor. In the Old Testament, we read of Jacob who brought an approach present to Esau. He thought Esau was angry with him, so he prepared a present to go before him. And as those presents went before him, it would soften the heart of Esau so Jacob could be accepted. Well, that's not how God is. We don't approach God with a present to appease him. Salvation is God's approach present to us. For in grace through faith are you saved, and this is not out of you. It is God's approach present, not of works, lest anyone should be boasting. Here's the broken record again. Not of works, lest anyone should be boasting. Let me repeat it again. Not of works, lest anyone should be boasting. Let me repeat it again. Not of works, lest anyone should be boasting. For his achievement are we, being created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God makes ready beforehand that we should be walking in them. Notice you cannot do good works until first you are God's workmanship, or as the Concordant Version reads, for his achievement are we. We didn't achieve anything. Friends, if you're a believer, you haven't achieved anything. You are God's achievement, and you were created in Christ Jesus for good works. It's not of works, lest anyone should be boasting. Well, let's continue. God, in verse Romans 5, verse 8, God is commending this love of his to us, seeing that while we are still sinners, Christ died for our sakes. God didn't wait for us to stop sinning. Some people always say you have to turn from your sins to get saved. That's futile. That's futile. You have to come to God as a sinner. You need to turn to God. You don't stop sinning. He justifies us while we're still sinners. You do not have the capability to stop sinning. Paul says again in Romans 5, "For Christ, while we are still infirm, still in accord with the era, for the sake of the irreverent, died." That's what he says in Romans 5, 6. And again in Romans 5, 8, "Yet God is commending this love of his to us, seeing that while we are still sinners, Christ died for our sakes." God has done it all. He gave his Son to die for you. He made him to be the sin offering for your sake. He gives you his own righteousness through Christ. He has provided everything because he knows that you cannot provide it yourself. Rather, you should recognize that God has already done it by himself, for himself. So now he needs no conciliation. God doesn't need conciliation, but you do. All the estrangement is on your side. The quickest way to rid yourself of it is to listen to his entreaties and heed them. Sit down and think this over. Take a break. Take 10, as it were. Relax. Sit down and think it over. The moment your thoughts stray back to yourself, you are off the track. Did you hear what I just said? The moment your thoughts stray back to yourself, you are off the track. Let me tell you a secret. The greatest thing, after all, is not your salvation, but God's glory. This is really his main reason for saving you. He loves you, and he never would have allowed sin to come between you and himself in the first place if it would not eventually be to his glory and for your greatest good. Ponder this. God is actually entreating you to be conciliated or at peace with him. He has done everything necessary to justify you so that you may walk boldly into his presence. Romans 5, 1 and 2 says, being then justified by faith, we may be having peace toward God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have the access also by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we may be glorying in expectation of the glory of God. God has done it all, friends. God is actually entreating you, as we just said, to be conciliated or at peace with him. He has done everything necessary to justify you so that you may walk boldly into his presence, as we just read in Romans 5. Right now, you may not be able to realize all this fully, but respond to his entreaty anyway. Be conciliated to God, and thank him for his unspeakable gift. Paul says in Romans 5, 6, and then 8 through 11, for Christ, while we are still infirm, still in accord with the era, for the sake of the irreverent, died. God is commending his love to us, seeing that while we are still sinners, Christ died for our sakes. Much rather then, being now justified in his blood, we shall be saved from indignation through him. For if, being enemies, we were conciliated to God through the death of his Son, much rather, being conciliated, we shall be saved in his life. Yet not only so, but we are glorying also in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now obtained the conciliation. So stop and ponder, friends. If you're listening to me, stop making excuses. It's not out of you. Stop your mouth, stop talking, and listen to God and be conciliated to him. Receive the free gift. Christ died for our sins. He was entombed. He was roused again the third day according to the scriptures. And salvation is God's gift, his approach present to you. It's not out of you, lest you should boast. You have nothing to boast in. You do all the being saved while God does all the saving. It's God's gift to you. Stop trying to earn it. You can't even stop sinning. It's impossible. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you've done that, now you can actually live for him. You are his achievement if you're a believer, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God has already prepared for you to walk in them. Stop trying to stop sinning and let God take care of it. This is Dan Sheridan, and our web address is paulsevangel.com.